Is anywhere near what it was.
Again, I said that, but I don't like to knock people. So everybody, again, this is today is the Chodesh HaGeulah. We're going out this month. Get your sheep ready. Don't get your sheep ready because you mock the shit. You're going to have problems. But be aware that you might have to get a hold of the sheep. I was going to ask Rabbi Schutz to keep me a place on his carbon base. Like I did mention to him that he should hold me a slot. You know what I mean? Exias, you know what I mean?
Rabbi, I have no question.
One thing I will tell you, his carbon base will have every chumra in the book. You know what I mean?
But, Rabbi, I won't do this. Mr. Jim, when you wave to me, I will wave back to you.
Thank you. It's so nice of you. It is very nice of you. Very nice of you. Yes, I'll be standing outside. They'll barely let me in, and you'll be standing inside. And it's true. It's true. Even your IT person won't be allowed in. Okay. We are Yudzayin Amud Beis, and we're going to start again from four lines to the bottom, which is 17b, the last page, I assume, 3-4. Okay. Begeres Hager, Eino Lemedivri Taifrim, Lemedivri Taifrim, Lemedivri Taifrim. If a father and a son are Begayer, the son does not inherit his father, not biblically, not rabbinically. Did not. We have a Mishnah. Lava Mosman Agerish and his guy Rabban of Imai. A person borrowed money from a ger, whose kids became gerim with him, a father and son combo. Lo Yachzul Labanov. He doesn't, and then the person who lent him the money died. He does not return it to his kids. Vim Hechzer Ein Ruach HaChamem Neichemenu. Rabbanon are not happy with him. To look at Rashi, Ein Ruach HaChamem Neichemenu. Ein Das HaChamem Neichaleim B'maisav. They're not relaxed or content with this person's actions. Klaimer, Ein Machzikim B'Taiva. They're not saying thank you to him. Shlo Yitzrichu L'Kach. They didn't require this. Now Rashi is Mashma. They're not upset at him. He did not do anything wrong, but he did nothing that he deserves any credit for. There's no reason to say thank you to him. There's no chiyuv. There's no reason for him to do it. Even though the Gemara is going to be mashma, we recommend not. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says it was not necessary. No ruach hachamim neichamena means he didn't make the chachamim feel any better. Doesn't make anybody feel good. He didn't have to do this. Doing it means nothing. Now get the Gemara is going to get it. Let's do the Gemara. So therefore, we see that a ger as a ger has no Yerusha. Frak the Gemara Batanya, Ruach HaChamim Leichamenu. There is another Braisa that says, you're not obligated, but the Rabbanan are content with you. They are happy you did it. Zok the Gemara Leikashin is the Machloikas Rishayim how to learn, and I'm learning like Rashi. Kan Shei Rasim Leidasa Shalei Bikdusha. Kan Shei Rasim Shalei Bikdusha Leidasa Bikdusha. There's a difference whether the way they quote Rashi, even though it's not clear in Rashi, but Rashi seems to learn, again, the way Tosfos quotes Rashi, is that if he was born Bikdusha, meaning the Geirus took place while he was a fetus, his father was Megayer, and he was Megayer after he was conceived, after conception, then it's Ruach HaChamim Neichemenu, because we don't pay him back. People will say, he didn't pay a Jew back his debt. He's not really the guy's son. But in people's eyes, he was born as a Yiddish kid. He was born as a Jew. So in their mind, he is a son. If they see him not paying back, it weakens people's resolve to pay back debts to kids. And that's wrong. Mashenken, if he was born before he became a ger, so everybody knows he's not a real kid, so there's no reason for the person to do it. So according to Rashi Shita, we're not afraid that people will pay back the wrong person. And we're not afraid that people will say he's Jewish when he's not. They're not. We're not afraid that people will do the wrong thing. Meaning, if we consider him a Yid. What we're saying is, if he was born as a guy, there's no reason for us to pay him back. He's not Yairish's father. He's not related to his father. No obligation and no reason to do it. If he was born as a Yid, people view him as a Yid, as a son of the Ger, even though he's not really a son of the Ger, because nobody remembers when was he Megayer, before conception, after conception. He was born as a Yid. So therefore there, Ruach HaChamim Neichemenu, it shouldn't weaken the obligation to pay back loans. So I mean, the Gemara according to Rashi is not accepting as a svara that we're afraid that people will confuse him with a real son and make mistakes like in Yibum or things like that. That's not the Gemara's concern. The Gemara's concern is, well, we can pay him back of loans. And if he's born, this is how Rashi is quoted, even though if you read Rashi inside, it's not clear where they taught, but that's how Tysus quotes Rashi. Rashi, when they does the Bikdusha, Hechad, when they does the Shaben Bikdusha, Michlov be Yisrael Gomer, who'll be mixed up with the Yid. And Rashi doesn't take it any further. Tysus says what Rashi means to say is, if you don't pay back that kid, people won't pay back kids' loans, and we don't want that to happen. That's Rashi's shot. The other Rishonim learned the exact opposite, and I don't want to mix people up, but I will say it quickly. They learned, Adarabba, they're worried like Dr. Harris was worried, that if you treat him like a yid, people will think he's a real brother when it comes to Yibum and things like that, and he's not, where you need paternal brothers. So when he's born as a yid, we make sure we stress that he's not a son. And when he was born as a guy, we don't have to stress that. Everybody knows that. The exact opposite. But that's not how Rashi learns. Mir learning Gemara Rashi, we learn Yiddish. Mir learning Gemara Rashi, we learn Gemara Rashi. So we're sticking to Rashi's shot. Yes?
Please do not conduct shir in Yiddish.
Yes.
I come from Oklahoma. why it seems rather striking that Gemara mentioned conception. What does conception have to do with it, other than the necessary thing happening to a person Jewish? The essential thing in time.
Again. The Gemara mentions conception because he's a ger. And the Gemara wants to differentiate born Jewish or not born Jewish. There's no way. Why is he a ger if he's born Jewish?
So
must be because he was
conceived. What happens if the pregnancy's 5 months in?
And therefore?
If the conception was done prior to ger, but the birth is after ger.
That's exactly what the Gemara is talking about. See, okay, so now you're bringing up a shaila, which I didn't want to get into. There's a big shaila in Paiskim. A fetus that's Megaya with his mother, meaning he was conceived as a guy, and now he went to the mikveh as a fetus. Is that a ger?
Isn't it the assumption of the Gemara that they're converted at the same time?
What?
Isn't it the assumption of the Gemara that the father and the wife are converted?
Again, the father is finished. His wife conceived already. Now, the mother, I don't care about the father now for this, for our Gemara.
Right.
No. For what Dr. Schwab wants to talk about, forget the father. He's gone. He's out of the picture. Mother went to the mikvah when she was pregnant. The kid that's born, is he a ger or a born Jew? The Gemara here calls him a ger. He's a big shiloh and paiskim, whether he has a halacha of a ger or if he has a halacha of a born Jew. He went to the mikvah. The question is, did he get born as a Jew and didn't need the mikvah? Or did he go to the mikvah along with his mother and he was Megayer? This is a big shaila in Paiskim. That's why I'm not, it's a side issue, nothing to do with our Gemara.
I mean, this is true, but yeah, it's part of the whole whether or not the fetus is a limb of the mother.
Again, I don't have to go through that sugya now. It's a sugya in your promise. It's wonderful and great and fantastic. What I'm trying to say is, in this Gemara, we're considering it a ger ben ger. Because as far as his father is concerned, he's not related to him. That's all I meant to say. That's why conception is important. Because the relationship to the father is during conception. If he wasn't a Jew then it's not related anymore. That's all the Gemara means here. Thank you for being Moscow. Yes.
No, but in this Gemara here, are we looking at the brother at all?
Yes.
We are?
Yes. Well, we are in the sense that if he's like Dasa Bigdusha, we give him a different halacha. If he was born Bigdusha, what does that mean? Hey, Rasa Shaloi Bigdusha, Vele Dasa Bigdusha.
That the father was a gear already before.
No. Oh, if that's sure. The case, then he's his father's son. Then he is related. Hey, Rasa Shaloi Bigdusha, words. Welcome back. What are you looking at me?
Is that the mother? Shalei Pekdush is going on the father.
Right. Are you right? No, the kid. I don't care about the mother or the father. He was conceived without being Jewish. Let me explain. If his mother was Jewish at the time of conception, then he's not a ger. Yeah, then he's a regular yid. We're considering him slightly like a ger, and I don't want to get involved in all the details. And that's because nobody was Jewish when he was conceived.
So the father was Megayer, though? Is that the question?
Afterwards, the father was Megayer. There's a Gemara story in this case. There was a person called Isser Giura. His mother, according to Rashi Shita, Big Machlokes Rishayim, was Shmuel's daughter. I'm sorry. His name was Isser Giura. He had lived with Shmuel's daughter when he was a guy, and he had impregnated her. And they had a son named Rav Mari. Rav Mari brought the Bas Shmuel. The Gemara calls him the son of the daughter of Shmuel. His biological father's name was Isser, who was a guy at the time of conception. Then he became a ger. Happens to be that Shmuel's mother was Jewish at the time of conception, Shmuel's daughter. So it's not the case in this Gemara. But the Gemara deals with that. And it said that Isser Giura gave Rava Pekatan. And then he was dying. And Rava stayed away from Isser because he didn't want Isser to give him Tzvah Shchivim around what to do with the money. That's the Gemara Baba Basra. Because if he dies, it'll be Hefker. If he commands Matan Shchivim around, so then you have to listen to what he says. So the Gemara has a whole deal over there with Rava, why he did it, what he didn't, whatever it was. But the Gemara has a story of somebody like that, Isser Giura. But again, there Shmuel's daughter was Jewish at the time of conception. Here we're talking about the mother also wasn't Jewish. Then she became Jewish while she was pregnant. That's the case here. What?
Was he called Mari
Barister? No, he was called Mari, Rav Mari brother by Shmuel. Son of Shmuel's daughter. More about Basra. I don't remember. I can look it up in places he brings it. Kuf Mem Tessam and Allah. Tyson brings the Gemara. Doesn't give my back to him. Because it's a Kashan Rashi. There it says that Rava stayed away, so Isser shouldn't be able to tell him what to do with the money. It should be Hefker. But there it was like Dasa Bigdusha, if Rashi's right. Adarabba. Ruach HaKamim Deicha Menu, he gives it back. Tyson uses that Gemara as a Kashan Rashi's shot. We're not going to get involved. I'm just saying, like, Tyson brings it. What? But Leidasa was Begdusha. According to Rashi, if it's Leidasa Begdusha, you should give it back. That's the Gemara. Rav Chiya bar Rav and Amar Rav Yechon, it says, Ayvik Chavim Gerish is Avim Tvar Taira. He brings a different source of how I know that a guy inherits dad biblically. Kisim Ki Yerushala Esav Nasati is Har Seir. It says, Esav inherited Har Seir. The Dilm, period. Esav was a guy. Again. We're learning Gemara now. Let the Gemara do its thing. Esav was a guy. Said he inherited it. So Memela is a raya that a guy inherits. Fracti Gemara, Beduma, Yisrael, Mummer, Shiny. Esav wasn't a guy. Esav was Yisrael, Mummer. He was a yid. Came from Avraham and Yitzchak. That means he was a yid. Achrayim being a raya from here, and Avraham was a yid. He's being silent. Did he have a halacha of Yisrael or not? The Gemara is saying, you can't learn out Yerusha here because Esav came from Yitzchak. He was the Yisrael Mummer. Zok to Gemara, Sha'el Mahacha, Kilevnei Loit, Nasatius or Yerusha. Loit was not a Yid. He didn't come from Avraham Avinu. He came from Haran and Terach. Terach, he's the author, he's the inventor of the first minyan, but he is not a Yid. And therefore, Loit is not a Yid. And therefore, you can learn out from Yerusha, the fact that it says, Livnei Loit, Nasati Esar Yerusha. The Torah calls it Yerusha. That means he's capable of inheritance. Yes, Doctor.
It's interesting that they don't bring, this Gemara does not bring Kadamon Torah. The implication is that there was a transformation only of Jews, not of the entire world of Torah.
Right. They're going to bring a riot. They take exactly what you said and they turn it over. They say, you see a riot that the transformation took place in Avraham Avinu's time.
Yeah, when he turned away from Megalobo.
Whatever it was, that's when the transformation took place. So his descendants are considered Jews in Hilchos Yerusha. At least the Gemara is saying that here, and therefore you can't prove anything from Esav.
Is Hilchos Yerusha one of the Shemites?
No, it's not.
So
it might go into Dinim, but then Dinim can be decided any way they want to. It doesn't do, there's no direct line of Torah. Yes?
So, Israel had to do Gerus and Har Sinai?
Again, I'm not getting about. I'm really not getting. I knew this was going there, and I was going to think, no. We're not learning that. That's good for Prashas Drachim and for Shuas Torah. It's wonderful and great, and it's a big sugya in itself, and there's steerus, all kinds of steerus all over the place. And therefore, I am not. All the Gemara says here is Esav was the Yisrael Mumer. Take it any way you want to, reconcile it with everything else, any way you want to. This is not for Chedesh Nisan. It might be for Chedesh Nisan, but it's more for Chedesh Sivan, for Matan Torah. It's great. Everybody talks about it. Did Klal Yisrael have Halacha of Yidden before Matan Torah? Did they not have Halacha of Yidden before Matan Torah? All that is great and wonderful.
Was Avram different than the rest of Israel? That's all I wanted.
No. The Gemara is saying Esav was like Avram. And Esav wasn't like the biggest person that we like to emulate. And the Gemara says he was the Yisrael Mumer. And they ask Akasha, because they gave Esav Ar, his kids inherited it, Seir. How did his kids inherit it? They were Goyim, their mother was a guy. He might have been a Yisrael Mummer, but his wives weren't. Stayed Nachroinim, and again, take it that he was Megayu his wives to impress Yitzchak how frum he was. So he was Megayu his wives. They became Gerim, and therefore their kids were Yisrael Mummerim. Again, very shveri teretz. Did they stop serving Avodah Zarah? Did they not stop serving Avodah Zarah? How could he? But the Achronim here asked the Kasha. Mashma that Esav's kids inherited Seir. Why isn't that a raya that Goyim inherit? Esav might have been a Yisrael Mummer, but how about his kids? I think one of the Achronim said, I can look it up to see who it was, that says that Esav was Megayu of his wives as part of the Ketzed Master and the Samelach was Satevet as part of trying to fool Yitzchak. That's what he says. Again, was it a real Geirus or not a real Geirus? I'm just pointing out there. No, he's a regular Yid. That's what it's saying. It doesn't prove.
He means he is.
Yeah. That's what the Gemara is saying. You can't prove Goyim from Esav because he was the Yisrael Mummer. Yes?
We also see you can't prove anybody here by virtue of the name. Her name, one of her names was
I know that. But, very well aware.
I know you know that. You said something which, sorry for the tangent. The Terach invented Binyan?
No.
What did I say?
That was meant as a joke. Oh. The early Binyan that davens before the Zman is called Terach's Binyan.
Oh, okay, yeah. No,
the reason it's called Terach's Binyan is because Avraham Avinu invented Chakras, and he's the one that was Masakin through the Chakras. And if you daven before Zman Chakras, that means you're before Avraham Avinu. That means you're davening. Yeah, it's called Terach. That's where the name Terach Sminyan came from. Terach did not invent davening. It was just said as a joke. I'm sorry. I just. What? Not my joke. The belt calls it Terach Sminyan. The reason it's called Terach Sminyan is because it's before Avraham Avinu Shacharis. That's why it's called Terach Sminyan. Let's give my advice to. Ela Mahacha, we did that. Rav Chiya Barav, my time, Elamah Karava. Why didn't he want to learn it out from the pasuk that Rava brought, which is the Chishavim Kaneu? So he said, Miksi v'chishavim Kaneu v'lo yim yorcha Kaneu? Who says that that diak works? Meaning, maybe we don't learn out v'lo yim yorcha Kaneu. Maybe that diak is not good. But Rava, my time, Elamah, Rav Chiya Barav, so quoted Avram Shaini, Lloyd inherited because of Avram Avinu. It doesn't prove any other guy. Light was given a dispensation. He was Avraham Avinu's nephew. He was not Jewish. But he was Avraham Avinu's nephew. He still gets treated differently. So therefore, don't prove anything from Light. Rashi?
Why was Lot not Jewish? What?
He didn't come from Jews. He's not Avraham Avinu's descendant.
What does that mean?
He kept some Pesach. He didn't come Pesach. He saw by Avraham Avinu, so he followed.
Doesn't prove anything.
That's what the Gemara says. I'm learning the same Gemara as you are.
So you do discount, whatever. I can't believe
this. Dispensation, yes?
Yeah, even Chav L'Acherim.
Why is it Chav L'Acherim? It would have been Hefker.
So it's still Chav L'Acherim.
Again. I don't know. Maybe you should bring a court case. I don't know what to tell you. What am I supposed to say? Rashi. My time in Lamer Karava, the Elohim, the Kishim, and Kineo. Okay. Don't think of my Baita. Now, this Baita is a very difficult Baita to understand. And the Gemara will explain it. But as we read it, we'll have many a question. Tanarabon. Yes, be'ivri shem be'ivriya. An evidently has something that Vriya does not have. Yes, be'ivriya shem be'ivri. Okay, here we go. Yes, be'ivriya, be'ivri. Shuyaitse b'shanim. He goes out at 6 years. U'be'ayvu, u'be'mitsa sa'adim. Masha ain't came be'ivriya. This Brisa seems to say that an Amar Vriya does not go out at 6 years, does not go out at Yaivu, and does not go out at Mitzvah Son. That's what the Brisa is saying. Makes absolutely no sense. But Yesh Vriya, Shari Vriya, Yaitzah B'Simonim, she goes out at 12. Ve'inim Ker, period. That's the end of that. And next halacha, Ve'inim Ker is Venishness. You cannot sell an Amar Vriya twice. And the Gemara will explain that. I mean, theoretically, I'm just learning Pashup Shat. Father sells her at 4. At 10, she goes out. He wants to sell her again. You get one right. And, and you can redeem her, simply put, whether the master wants or not. Mashain came to Ivri, which again is problematic. Because an Eved Ivri also can be redeemed against the will of the master. So again, this Brisa leaves a lot to explain. But that's the Brisa. We learned a Brisa. Now the Gemara is going to go about explaining the Brisa. Rashi, Mashain came on Mavriya, the Kami Boyaloi. The Gemara is going to ask, what does that mean? Veinanim Karen's Venishness, the Kami Yalavoi. The Gemara will learn that how do I know that a father can't sell his daughter twice? Balkarkoi, the Kami Mavarishlo. So Rashi looked at the Brisa and he said, you're not going to be able to move. So trust me, Dr. Rashi, the Gemara will explain it. Whenever Rashi does that, it's because he's afraid you're going to look at the Brisa and sit there for an hour trying to figure out what it means. So Rashi says, calm down and give the Gemara a check. That's what Rashi says. Baita. Dr. Gemara Baita, Amar Mar. We're going to take it each part. Yes, be Ivri, Shein, be Ivriya. An Ivri has a way out, then an Ivriya does not. Or a mini. You say our Mishnah said she does go out every way and every day goes out, plus Simonim. What do you mean? She doesn't go out to Shanim, be Yoivul, be Mitzisad. And for the Gemara, Amar Avsheshes, she goes to Yoda. It means to say, if he marries her, she doesn't go out to Shanim, and not be Yoivul, and not be Mitzisad. She's a wife. She doesn't leave her servitude at any point, because she's now a wife. She doesn't go home. This is it. Frek de Gemara, Yodab Shita, Gita Boy. What's the Chavamina? Of course, she's a wife. The way one gets cut off from his wife is by giving a get. So what do you tell? Of course she doesn't go out for 6 years. She's not an Am anymore. She's a wife. And for the Gemara, Mal the Tamele Levat Lehukasimina Kamash Malon. I would say, viewed as a marriage that dissolves at 6 years, or dissolves at Yaivu. Because it was an Amma who was a 6 year term, the guy decided that instead of using her as an Amma, he's going to use her as a wife. But maybe that relationship ends at 6 years. Who says that this kind of a marriage is a forever we shall stay together? Who says? Maybe this marriage is an interim marriage. It's a chiddush. He's marrying her with the money he paid for an amma, right? So maybe the Tyrus chiddush is that he marries her at 6 years or at Yaivu when she was supposed to leave anyway. She leaves. She's not his wife anymore.
So therefore,
the Brisa tells me, no, she stays married to him, and she doesn't go out. Now, it does not answer, I just want to point out, I don't have a shot, doesn't answer Mitzvah Sa'adin, because when he dies, she goes free from being a wife as well. So when the Brisa says she doesn't go out, but Mitzvah Sa'adin, it means she doesn't go out as an Amma, but she is an Amana now.
It's not a
Mitzvah
Sa'adin, it's a Baal.
Right, okay, fine, same person, but you're right.
But the bottom line is, when Yid is done, is there any nafkamina between that type of wife and the ones that we do here?
Halacha Lemaisa, no. Havamina? It's an interim wife. It's got another difference. It's 100% wife.
Can't work her harder?
Nothing. Nothing.
The niece is other. Could be also she does. He does you, the son does.
Correct. Thank you. Right. That would be. Thank you very much. I like that shot better. Thank you. The son does you, and Misa son doesn't fear.
Why doesn't it remain consistent and say, yes, sir, Alevria, she writes a b'simanim u'begit.
That to be given here. See, again, the Mishnah is not talking about Yid. No, the Mishnah is not talking about Yid. The Brisa is talking about Yid. The Brisa doesn't say the word Yisera. No. That was the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about an Amavriya. Yes, doctor.
I think it's probably has nothing to do with it. There is a difference between going out by going out with a get and going out by Misasada, which is that there's still a tie between the wife and Misasada. It's not manifest.
Yeah, but that's not what the Gemara means. That's the tie. The Brisa says if Ria goes out with Simonim, if we're talking about a married Amma, she doesn't go out with Simonim. And for the Gemara Hachikamar, if Layada Yaita with Simonim, the Brisa means to say if she didn't marry her, she goes out with Simonim. I'm sorry?
When the Brisa says Mashiach Vibria, and that's when I answer.
Okay, wait, if you're happy, I'm happy. Rashi, I'm not sure what you meant, but it doesn't make a difference because if you're happy now, so am I. Okay, fine. Rashi, but now she only goes up again. Period. Hilchasa, next Rashi. Hilchas Amavriya. I would think she still has Dalokas Amavriya. She wants to leave. It's interesting. Rashi explains the Havamina. If she decides she wants to leave at 6, she can leave. Take 6. Meaning Rashi makes it sound that at 6 years old she can say, well, maybe I will stay, maybe I won't stay. The Habamina. Kamash Milan, once married, always married. Yes. Yes. Oh, well, we're gonna, I'm not saying that. Stay tuned to Mechshav next week. We're going to talk about Yid. You'll be an expert on Yid by the time we finish the Gemara.
Use exclusively as a term for this kind of marriage.
Yes, correct. Even though back on that Bava Ben Aleph, the Gemara wanted to know if he said Ariat Mu Yedasli. Gemara wanted to know whether that's a good kedushin or not.
And nothing to do with every Bria.
No.
Right.
Yes.
The Gemara had a shaili boilahu. The Gemara didn't answer it. Back on Bava Ben Aleph. So, can it be used for other marriage? The Gemara says a shaila. But the Tyra uses it only in terms of an Amavriya.
But it's not
the Suin. You paskind? The Gemara's going to have a whole Amar on it, and you paskind.
Use it for a question.
Again, we're going to try again. The Gemara has a Shaila. Yid Eretz and Isa, and a Suin Isa.
But you?
Uh-huh.
When someone says,
he meant
for Kedushin, right?
There he meant for Kedushin. When an Adon does Yid, is that step one, and she needs to chop afterwards, or is that the whole thing? That is a Gemara. Yud Chesem and Beis, a whole Amar of Gemara. Mamash, I'm glad you're Mechav. So I said, the problem with Kedushin, with any Masechta, is that we can't swallow it all in one bite. It has to be worked out. We haven't really spent time on Yid. Very little time has been spent on Yid. In fact, the first time really the Gemara even mentioned it is here.
Did anyone say that Yid's Rabbana?
No.
I thought we had it somewhere like that.
No. Absolutely, positively, not that I... No. You know, again, I will not say no one says. I never saw anybody say Yid's Rabbana. The Pasuk says... Yid is a derisa. Zog tegemar by tevein and mkeres v'nishna. An Amavriya cannot be sold twice. Now, the Gemara's inference is that an Eved Ivri can be sold twice. Now, why would we sell an Eved Ivri if he steals? So, can you sell him now? And again, I'm going to make an introduction to this sugya. There's a big machlokes Rishayim how to learn this. I'm going to learn like Rashi, the way the Rishayim explained Rashi. So I'm going to stick to Rashi's pshat, even though when we learn the Gemara, it seems to say not like Rashi. The Taisus of Rashi says that Rashi has a different gears than the Gemara. So I'm going to learn like Rashi with the different gears. So when it comes up, it probably won't come up till tomorrow, but it'll come up. Evan Ivri steals. He steals $10,000. And but Bezin's going to sell him now. And whatever his price is, let's say it's $5,000 for 6 years. Do we sell him twice? Do we say, we'll sell you now for 6 years and you'll pay back half? And when you finish, we'll resell you again and you'll pay back the other half? Or not? Now, from our Mishnah, from this price is Medayik. A woman, an Amma, can't be sold twice. Bechlal the Eved Ivri Nimka V'Nishnas. Latanya we learned. The Braisa says, Bignei Vasai, he sold for stealing, Beloi Bikvelai. Guy steals $10,000, he gets caught, there's a loch of kefal, he has to pay 20. He has 10. He doesn't have the other 10. Do we sell him? Zokta Braisa, we only sell him for the principal. We don't sell him for the kefal. It's like every other debt, we don't sell him for that. Let me just finish this part. Bignei Vatsai, V'loi Bizmamai. If two Adim come in and say that Reuven stole $100,000 and he is convicted or is Gmar Din, right? And then we find that the Adim are Zaymanim. They were never there. Now, the halacha is Asisim Loi Kasher Zama. Now, Reuven had no $100,000. He was going to be sold off as an Eved to pay back the $100,000. Now, the Edom is Zaymanim. Zokta Torah, we do not sell Edom for this. We don't say Kasher Zamam on being sold. Zeres HaKotov. Even though they were going to sell Reuven, they were going to have Reuven sold, we don't say Vasisim Loi Kasher Zamam by selling. Gnei Vasai, Beloi Bizmamai. And the third drasha is, in the Rishayim above, that how you get three drashas out of one word. Bignei Vatsai, Kivin Shenimker Pam Achas, Shuvein Atzer Rishayim L'Machrei. You can't sell a guy twice. And we just said, an Am Avriya can't be sold twice. But an Eved Ivri could be sold twice. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Yes, Doctor.
So if this is not signed, I apologize, but so if the master becomes impoverished, he has no choice other than manumission, which is simply has four suffering.
What? The master has nothing to do with this. He's not sold to the guy he stole from. He's sold to anybody.
No, I mean, if the master can no longer support the slave, which is a big financial
problem,
what do you do with him?
He has to free him. Or go collect zakah for him.
Okay.
So,
what happens when a guy can't support his wife? He doesn't get supper. Yes?
Why didn't they say that on Daf Aleph Matya?
It does on Daf Beis Amud Beis.
It does?
Yes.
It does? It
doesn't say it on Daf Aleph, but it's on the Gemara on Beis Amud Beis. Yes. It is.
Yes,
on this case. Yes. The says there are four exceptions when you don't do Kasher Zamam. And one of them is this.
And they ask why is it the Mishnah?
No, they don't ask why it's not the Mishnah. The Braisa says four example exceptions, and this is one of them.
So, I've seen it now.
What?
I've seen it on the valve.
No, you did not see it on the valve, that's for sure. That's why he said that, of course, with his great wisdom. Yes. Yes. By the way, you showed me there is Daf Aleph.
How is Rebbe doing on the test?
I don't reveal my marks.
Someone steals $5,000, can't pay it back. You put them on the market and sell them for whatever.
Stay tuned. This is the Sugyam. I don't know if we'll get there today. It's Rosh Chodesh. If it wouldn't be Rosh Chodesh, we'd get there today. Since it's Rosh Chodesh, we'll probably get there tomorrow. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, the loy b'kfeiloy, im yesh loy l'shal matakeren, he has enough money to pay back the principal. Ve'en lemi ma l'shal makeifel ein enimkar. Miz mamoy, im heid b'chaber eshagonov. He testified that the guy stole the huzam and he became his MMM. Ve'en lemi ma l'shal em ein enimkar, he's not sold. Big name, Vatai. Kivan, Shainai. He wants you to stick around so he can say Kaddish after we finish. Big name, Vatai. Zakrashi. I'm sorry. I lost him. Yeah. Kivan, Shainimka, Pamakashum, and Nimka. Kasalka, I think we now think. The Nimka, Big Nevasai, Mashmalay, the Nimka, Pamakas, Vuloy, Shay, Machira. We now understand it to mean he gets sold once and he can't get sold twice. So we have a kasha. The Braisa seems to infer that he can, and the other Braisa says he can't. And for the Gemara. Amar Rava. Like kasha, kam b'gneva achas, kam b'shtei gneva. If he stole one time, we do not sell him twice.
To cover that.
If he sold twice, we cover sell him once for gneva one, and once for Geneva too. So, yes, will we sell him twice? If he steals twice. Will we sell him twice for one Geneva? No. That's what Rava answered. Rashi, I'm a Rava. Come Geneva, I'll get Kamish Ne Genevas. Because Rashi, Geneva, Akas Pamachas, stole one time. Then Ainus Shava, Kol Geneva, sorry. If he's not worth the whole Geneva. We don't sell him half and then another half. Even if he stole twice before Bezin got a hold of him. This guy was a regular Ganav. He stole $100,000 once, and then he stole $100,000 another time. And he's only worth one. Nimkar, b'chayzev nimkar. Because for everyone, he's called the Nimke B'Nevasa. We'll continue tomorrow. I'm going to have a wonderful Chodesh and get ready for Mashiach.